This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station. Thanks for being with us. Coming up next, we've got Epicenter. We'll be hearing from Geneva Gist and Yureli Cervantes from West Marin Community Services. First, I want to let you know that KWMR is supported by College of Marin's Career Education Department, offering certifications for those seeking career skills. 12-week trainings include office technologies, business, and web development. Registration is now open for spring and short-term courses. Information at cte.marin.edu. That's C as in cat, T as in Tom, E as in elephant, .marin.edu. And now, it's time for Epicenter. This is Epicenter on KWMR, West Marin Community Radio. Epicenter is rebroadcast Monday through Thursday at 5 p.m., featuring a wide array of community and public affairs. I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and today our guests are Geneva Gist and Yureli Cervantes from West Marin Community Service, an organization here in Point Reyes Station, familiar to many of our listeners, and dedicated to supporting programs and services that ensure the well-being of individuals and families in West Marin. Geneva and Yureli, thanks so much for taking a little bit of time out of your busy schedule to come on KWMR Airwaves today.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And I know Thursdays are a busy day at West Marin Community Services, right next door here to KWMR. I hear the food truck outside and all that, so we won't keep you long.
Yeah. Thursdays are just a little busy around here.
Yeah. Well, I've got you on today to talk about a few different things, but first and foremost, for our listeners, we'll be interested to know about a new financial assistance program that WMCS is associated with. Why don't we just jump in and hear a little bit about that?
Yeah, of course. So we currently have the Redwood Credit Union Fire Relief Fund happening. And it's a great program. Redwood Credit Union initiated a fire relief fund with what is sadly known as fire season now. And many generous folks asked that funds be allocated in Marin County. And the only active fire of 2020 was a woodwork fire. So we were awarded 29 $500 gift cards. And we found appropriate to reach out to our neighbors of Silver Hills Road, Noreen Way, and Fox Drive. Those who received evacuation orders are eligible to receive these funds. So if they can just reach out to us, no application is necessary, just some basic information is required from them. So we currently have that happening. And,
great.
And if this can help get funds out to those that experience that unfortunate event, we invite them to come and participate.
So the idea with the money is like if someone from the Silver Hills or Noreen Way area that was evacuated during the Woodward Fire, maybe they had to pay for a hotel room somewhere to stay or they had other financial impacts. This is money to help offset some of those costs that people suffered.
Yes, correct. That's the intention behind these funds.
And as you point out, it is sadly now known as fire season. We sort of anticipate some of these evacuations and things. Hopefully we won't have another repeat this year of it. But it sounds like a very helpful and useful program, one of many. And again, if folks want to get more information about it, is it best for them just to swing by during open hours or visit the website?
Yeah, either way is advised. The person of contact would be myself, Yureli Cervantes, and my information is posted on our website. And my extension here at West Marin Community Services is 304. So an email, phone call, or just stopping by to check in on that is welcome.
Great. Again, that's an evacuation financial assistance program sponsored by Redwood Credit Union or sort of facilitated with them along with West Marin Community Services. Thank you so much for bringing that important information to our listeners. We've also got on the line Geneva Gist. Hello, Geneva.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You know, this financial assistance program is really helpful and interesting to hear about, but it's just one of many, many things that you all are up to. And I thought it'd be great to give our listeners a little update. More generally speaking, maybe we could take a minute and just sort of step back and maybe you could give our listeners a little overview about what West Marin Community Service is. What are some of the many things that your organization does to support our West Marin community?
Yeah, so our mission is more or less just to, you know, promote equity within the community in all the ways that that is possible. So, you know, we have a food pantry. I myself am in charge of Abriendo Caminos, which is a Latino empowerment and community engagement piece. And so that's really about, you know, promoting cross-cultural communications and really, you know, hoping to not only advance equity within the community, but also to share perspectives. And that's sort of like a very broad and nebulous sort of definition, but that's sort of the more general goal. And then we have a lot of financial assistance that Yareli works on. We have a thrift store. It helps cover the financial piece. And we're also involved in promoting communications around COVID and making sure that people have access to testing, have access to information about vaccines. So we cover a lot of bases over here.
There's a lot that you guys do. And, you know, from my vantage point next door here at KWMR, I'm always seeing a lot of coming and going from that end of the block. I know Legal Aid Marin is over at, has a sort of a pop-up with you guys pretty regularly offering free legal assistance and advice to folks.
Yeah, they're here on Thursdays from about 12:30 to 3, more or less. Sometimes a little bit later, sometimes a little bit earlier. So, yeah, if people ever have questions about especially housing, that's a good resource.
Absolutely. So Thursdays are a busy day for you guys. I know, yeah. And there's also a food pantry, which is happening as we speak. Is that right?
Yeah. So our food pantry hours have changed a little bit recently. We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Tuesday and Thursday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And Thursday is also our delivery day. That's our biggest food service day. And we also have been getting a ton of food. So we really encourage, you know, the entire community to utilize the food pantry. It's not just for unhoused or low-income residents, but also just as a resource more generally for the West Marin community.
Really good to know. And, of course, another resource that you've mentioned and is worth a second mention is the thrift store down on the corner. And I know COVID had for a while impacted some of the thrift store's ability to be open. What's the status now of the thrift store on the corner there?
Yeah, so our thrift store is now open 6 days a week. So that's super exciting. We're open from Wednesday to Monday, so closed on Tuesday. And we're open from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And during those hours, we also accept donations, but we really encourage people to sort before they bring them because it's such a small space and to really only bring gently used items.
Good advice. Friends out there listening, if you're just joining us today, my guest on Epicenter, Geneva Gist and Yareli Cervantes from West Marin Community Service. I know that you guys are really busy today, so we won't keep you much longer. But if anyone's out there listening and is inspired by all these varied good deeds that you all are involved in, what's a way that somebody could lend their support to West Marin Community Services?
That's a really good question. Yeah. So we are always accepting volunteers. COVID has kind of limited that resource as of currently. But the food pantry and the thrift store are always welcoming helping hands. And we do have an email address that folks can sign up to. It's volunteers@westmarincommunityservices.org. And also on our website, everything is posted. And if those that can't volunteer can help us out financially, you'll find more information on there as well.
Well, excellent. Well, Geneva Gist, thank you so much for coming on KWMR, and we'll let you get back to all that good stuff that you guys are involved with there. Again, the website is West Marin Community Services, all the words just spelled out like that, .org, if you want to get more information. Thanks again for coming on Epicenter.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
And again,
thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll be catching up with you again soon, I'm sure.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And again, there is an evacuation. If you've missed it at the beginning of the program, there is a new financial assistance program to folks that were impacted with an evacuation order, not folks that were just encouraged to evacuate, such as myself down in Bolinas, but people on Fox Drive and Norin Way and those kind of Silver Hills area here in the Point Reyes Peninsula, who during the Woodward Fire were ordered to evacuate. If you are looking for financial assistance due to costs associated with that evacuation, there is help available, and you can get more information by contacting the folks at West Marin Community Services, and that's a fire relief fund. We're getting some help from Redwood Credit Union to organize all that. This is Epicenter on KWMR. Today I'm your host, Jeff Manson, and I've got some other news to share with you today, late breaking and current from the county. Marin County is beginning to offer vaccines to educators and other essential workers. There's progress in vaccinating. Our oldest residents has made room for the next group. In fact, having vaccinated more than 60% of all Marin County residents above the age of 65, Marin County is moving to provide COVID-19 vaccine to educators, food service workers, and other essential workers following regulations laid out in the California State Vaccination Plan. Starting yesterday, February the 24th, all residents who fall into Tier 1 of the current phase of the state plan are eligible to schedule appointments for vaccinations. The following sectors eligible for vaccinations include education, food service, child care, agriculture, and emergency services. Dr. Matt Willis, Marin County's public health officer, says we've made a lot of progress in vaccinating our healthcare workers and older residents, and it is time to move ahead to protect our other essential workers. Vaccinating teachers, food service workers, and others who have been on the front lines will offer our community another crucial layer of protection as we roll out the vaccine. While workers in the five sectors are now eligible to receive a vaccine anywhere in the Bay Area, vaccine appointments remain in limited supply. Vaccine providers remain challenged by limited allocations from state and federal sources, and measures are being taken to reserve doses for those at the highest risk. And some healthcare providers may continue to prioritize the vaccine for patients who are 65 and older and have not yet had an opportunity to be vaccinated. However, anecdotally, we have heard here in West Marin, both at both of our health clinics in West Marin, there are vaccines available. And if you are, especially if you are 65 or older and you're interested in getting an appointment, I encourage you to get a hold of a local healthcare provider out here and see what they can arrange for you. While the supply of vaccine, as we've heard in the news, is limited countywide and statewide, there are shortfalls here in West Marin. Again, this is anecdotal information, but I have heard that there is there are sufficient vaccines out there for folks who are interested. Marin County Public Health will engage employers of the essential workforce groups to connect employees with vaccination options. And in addition, essential workers eligible for vaccine will be able to access the vaccine through commercial pharmacies such as Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid, and neighboring vaccine sites offered through the state's My Turn appointment system. To date, 19.3% of Marin residents, that's more than 50,000 people, have received at least one dose of the vaccine, in addition to thousands more Marin-based healthcare workers who live in other counties but help care for Marin residents. Vaccinations will continue for any remaining Phase 1A eligible healthcare workers, first responders, and residents of long-term care facilities, and those 65 years and older. And we've said this before in this program, but it bears repeating that once someone is eligible to be immunized against COVID-19, they remain eligible even as additional groups become qualified to access the vaccine. To help connect eligible residents with available appointments, the county has created an online interest form, which can be found if you visit www.marinhhs.org and Look for the link there. Residents can answer a few questions and can be subscribed to receive email, text messages, or pre-recorded phone call notifications when their turn has arrived. And the form is available in English, Spanish, Vietnamese, and Chinese on the Public Health's vaccine webpage. And again, everything a resident needs to know about the vaccination process can be read on coronavirus.marinhhs.org/vaccine, including frequently asked questions and myths versus facts. You can stay informed of the progress by subscribing to the Public Health's daily status updates there. And as I mentioned, the emails contain information on the vaccine process, announcements of when new vaccination phases open, and other relevant COVID-19 information. In other county news, as of Tuesday, Marin County has graduated to Tier 2 of COVID-19 status. The declining infection rates have prompted a wider reopening here in the county. The state of California has announced that Marin County will move from the purple to the red status in their blueprint for a safer economy. They announced it Tuesday, and it was effective yesterday, February the 24th. The move from Tier 1, otherwise known as widespread risk status, to the less restrictive Tier 2 or substantial risk level is based on consecutive weeks of progress in Marin's COVID-19 case statistics. Marin joins San Mateo and San Francisco as the only Bay Area counties not in Tier 1, the most restrictive tier. The California Department of Public Health assigns each county to a tier on a weekly basis based on two county-level factors, the total number of new cases and the percent of new cases among those tested. In the case of Marin, the move toward Tier 2 is because of a low percentage of positive tests among residents of low-income communities. Among residents in census tracts in the lowest quartile on the California Healthy Places Index, only 1 in 25 tested were found to be infected. This is down from nearly 1 in 5 at the height of the pandemic in August. This measure ensures virus transmission reduction in all communities, especially among less advantaged households. Areas once stricken with outbreaks, including San Rafael's Canal District and portions of Novato, are seeing decreases in COVID-19 cases. Again, Dr. Matt Willis, Marin County's public health officer, says, "We have focused on the hardest hit communities, and it seems to be paying off. It's especially encouraging to see this progress as we move toward vaccinating essential workers. Adding the protection of the vaccine will help seal this progress for the whole community." The primary changes allowed under the state order as Marin moves into Tier 2. Retail establishments can expand indoor capacity up to 50%. Indoor malls can expand indoor capacity to 50%. However, the food courts must remain closed. Gym and fitness studios, including yoga and dance studios, are allowed to open indoors, but only at 10% capacity. Restaurants are allowed to open indoors at 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever is fewer. Museums are allowed to open indoors at 25% capacity. Movie theaters are allowed to open indoors at 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever is fewer. Cultural ceremonies, which include weddings and funerals, are allowed indoors at 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever is fewer. Churches and houses of worship maintain 25% indoor capacity. This transition to Tier 2 means any Marin school that has not yet reopened to some form of in-person instruction will be eligible to make that transition beginning this coming Monday, March the 1st. Once eligible, the reopening pace and scope of a school is at the discretion of school officials. To date, nearly 90% of Marin schools have already reopened to some form of site-based classroom learning. Changes to business sector guidelines are available on the Marin Recovers website or the California Blueprint for a Safer Economy website. And Benita McLaren, the director of Marin County Department of Health and Human Services, says further progress within the tiers requires the collective action of all of us. Mask wearing, maintaining physical distance from the people you don't live with, good hand hygiene, and regular COVID-19 testing are all easy steps that everyone can take to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Free same-day COVID-19 testing is available across the county, and anyone who comes into frequent contact with members of the public should consider getting tested at least once a month. You can again see the Marin County Public Health's testing website for a list of testing locations. Meanwhile, vaccinations continue through the county, and as we mentioned, nearly 20% of Marin residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and you can get more information again online at marinhhs.org. One other piece of countywide news to share with you. Before we wrap things up today, the county has hired a new public works director, Rose Mary Gaglione, an environmental engineer and the public works director for the city of Oxnard in Southern California, is the County of Marin's choice to take over its Department of Public Works. She's going to be replacing the retired Raul Rojas. The Marin County Board of Supervisors plans to vote on the recommendations of County Administrator Matthew Heimel during its regular meeting March 2nd. If the appointment is approved, Gaglione would start her new job on March 21st. Marin DPW has approximately 250 employees and an annual budget of $64 million. Down in Oxnard, Gaglione managed a staff of 498 full-time equivalent positions with an annual budget of $323 million, in addition to a $1 billion five-year capital improvement program. Among her duties there were to provide leadership with administration, street maintenance and traffic safety, water resources and environmental duties, vehicle fleet management, and liaison work. Unlike the Marin Department of Public Works, Oxnard Department of Public Works, manages three utilities: solid waste, wastewater treatment, and water service, including recycled water. Gaglione says every time you have the opportunity to have increased understanding of what your partners have to deal with, all the better. Were there any emergencies, such as an earthquake, you draw on those relationships at a time when people are needed to assist in putting a community back together. Gaglione also said she was interested in the Marin position because of its location and the natural beauty she first experienced on a visit 30 years ago. She was also impressed with the county's recent progress in the area of equity, both in the community and internally. Again, she says, "The emphasis on equity was an important factor to me. As part of the hiring process, I watched several Board of Supervisors meetings and read multiple documents online, and I loved how the employees are gracious with each other. There seemed to be an emphasis on making sure everybody feels safe at work. You can't do your best work if you don't feel safe and valued. In terms of community, I like to see equity written right into strategic plans when projects are built. You invest in what you respect. So, by the county saying it is taking equity into account, it is a way of saying to the marginalized population that we value you and respect you. From a humanistic point of view, it's all meshed together for me." And that's it for today's episode of Epicenter. Thanks for listening. Epicenter is a series dedicated to community and public affairs in West Marin. If you have ideas for topics, email programming at kwmr.org. Epicenter is rebroadcast at 5 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, and you can stream the audio archives of Epicenter shows on our homepage, kwmr.org. And you are tuned in to KWMR here in Point Reyes Station. Coming up at 11:30, we've got a special with poet Joy Harjo in honor of Black History Month. And we're going to have a special interview with her coming from 11:30 till noon. After that, we've got Let's Talk with Stephen Hurwitz. Coming up, they're going to be talking about imagining the world that's coming along in terms of climate change and ecological solutions to living here on Earth. And it is a call-in show. And so if you'd like to get your thoughts together about that, you can call us afternoon at 415-663-8492. You'll be hearing more about that in a little while. But for now, I do hope you'll stay tuned to us. National Weather Service forecast for Point Reyes Station. Today, it's sunny with a high near 63, light northwest wind becoming west-northwest, 8 to 13 miles per hour in the afternoon. This evening, clear with a low around 42, northwest wind, 8 to 13 miles per hour with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. So it sounds like it get breezy out there. But other than that, that trend will continue through the weekend. Sunny with highs in the low 60s during the day, lows in the low 40s. And thank you for listening to KWMR. We'll be back with lots more good programming after a brief musical break.
Hard to background, hard to find, hard to give a little name. Swallow your pride, swallow your pills in your house up in the hills. Leave your husband, leave your wife, keep on. Slay.